Good morning, sisters. Welcome to our January class and to a totally brand new year. I can definitely feel such an alive energy from you guys today. I just wonder if that's your refreshed state of mind and focused intentions coming into a new space. But there's definitely a powerful energy in our circle today. So I'm going to mute the line just for a minute to talk, and then I'll unmute it. One second. Okay, so I want to just take a moment to get grounded together and to connect with one another. Let me turn off the chimes too, but before I do, who is that who just joined us? Oh, you're muted, so I won't be able to hear you. One sec.
Hi,
sorry, who was that that just joined us?
Paola from Panama.
Paola! Okay, great. And someone else just chimed in, too. Who is that?
Fernanda.
Okay, beautiful. All right, so now I'm going to mute the line. One moment. So as I was saying, there's a really beautiful energy in our circle today and a lot of new energy in our circle. So I want to make sure to take a moment for us to just get really grounded in our bodies and really connected. A beautiful way to practice today what we're going into this month, which is all about our human bodies. One of my friend Ginny always says, and it always really gets me where it makes sense. She says, this is the one relationship that we have from the moment we take our first breath to the very last day we spend on Earth. Perhaps the only relationship that we can really truly say is with us the entire time, and that's our body. And it's really incredible to think about the importance of that and how sometimes we can forget that this is our biggest ally. This is the vehicle that carries us through every experience. It's the vehicle and the vessel in which we feel, touch, see, live. You know, everything comes through this body that carries us. And it's a huge space for us to become master coaches within because it affects every area of our lives. It affects the way that we feel with our partners, the love that we call in, the way that we sense emotions, the energy that we have. It affects our careers. Oftentimes, our body may be a vessel for what we do. For us as coaches, your body picks up on signals and emotions and signs. Your brain stores all of the knowledge that you accumulate and all of the skills that you use as a coach. It is the resource of your energy, of your clarity, of your contentment. So this month, all of our coaching tools and what we're learning together is going to be about how to take care of this body, how to be in great health, and how to help your clients do that too. So what a beautiful way to start than just to acknowledge our bodies this morning, to really drop into them, to use our intuition and our senses to see what our body needs today, and to be present in our body and bring our soul, our spirit, our consciousness, with our very strategic human mind present to being in our body and using all of the gifts that it has. One of those that I find incredibly miraculous is that our body can even sense energies over the phone, over a phone line. We're so sensitive to thought creations and vibrations that our body will actually feel those. So being on this call together with a powerful group of women who've all come here very intentionally to expand our intelligence, to open our hearts, to create our dream lives, you'll be able to feel that vibration in your body if you choose to tune into it and use that power resource. So let's just take a moment to feel whatever it is that is supporting your body at this moment, to notice that in every moment we can find support, we can receive support. So where is it that your body is resting now? And just tune in and see, are you feeling comfortable? Is your body needing an adjustment in this moment? Is there another way it desires to sit? Is there something that needs to be moved? Use your breath to find peace and comfort and strength in your body. Now just take a moment to use your breath to clear out whatever isn't serving you this morning. One deep breath in, allow it to swirl like golden molasses. Sparkly, golden, thick light coming in like your breath around your head and brain space. Swooping up any thoughts that are not vibrating on the vibration that you desire, a higher state, a more energized state, a clear, focused, magnetized state. Bringing in your breath, allowing it to swirl around your head and release any strategies, any thoughts, any judgments that are not serving you this morning. Now allowing your next breath to be the light that comes into your throat chakra, the space where you speak, where your words are formed, where you communicate, where you connect. Allowing the wind of your breath, like a sparkly golden light, to come in and swirl around in your throat, taking out any blocks, any resistors, anything not serving your speech, your connection, your voice this morning. And pushing it out, releasing. Sometimes it's helpful to breathe in two words, splitting the word release into two words. So breathe in, re, breathe out, lease, release. Now allowing the next wind of your breath, that sparkly golden light, to come into your chest center where your heart lives. Allow that breath to swirl in and around the front, back, and sides of your heart. Releasing any emotions that you're ready to let go of and sensing what emotions are present today. Tuning into your feminine, allowing space, allowing honoring, allowing receiving whatever emotions are there rather than resisting. If you're excited, be fully excited. Don't dial down your light. If you're tired, acknowledge that. Acknowledge that feeling and know that you can offer yourself whatever it is you need in response to the emotions that are coming up. But whatever you do, don't resist them or numb them down. If you're emotional, if you feel tears coming, let them come. If you feel joy, smile from ear to ear. Tune in to what emotions are present and which ones are outdated. If there are any that aren't true in this moment, breathe in that beautiful, golden, sparkly light. Allow it to swirl around your emotional heart center and then push out whatever's ready to be let go. Calling in that golden, sparkly light into your womb space. Breathing it in, allowing it to circulate and move whatever creation is meant to take place today. This is where your real to-do list comes from, your womb space, connection to the universe and your intuition. You might find that you want to place a hand on your lower belly there. Just sensing your own power, your own knowing, your own full presence in this beautiful body that is a magical vessel of creation and belongs to only you. Tuning in with this creation space in your body. Allow your intuition to guide you into how your body needs to be treated today to continue to serve you at performing at your highest and best state. If you haven't started your morning with this knowing, know that this is a moment of decision. Allow yourself to visualize how you'll create the rest of your day and how you'll nurture and take care of this body today so that you can show up fully and be fully you. Using your womb space to create the vision. Just visualize walking through your day, how you want to feel in this call, how you want to breathe, how you want to hold yourself. What's the first thing you're going to do once we close this sister call together? What commitments have you made today that you need to show up for, and how will you nurture your body through showing up for those commitments? Visualize your breakfast, your lunch, and your dinner. What foods would be most energizing and fulfilling and needed for the day you have ahead? Visualize the spaces where you'll fit in your water. Think about it now. When will you have time for 8 full glasses of water? Will you move your body today? Will you sweat out toxins? Will you raise your heart rate to increase your energy? If you're going to do that, when? Visualize yourself fitting that in today. Allow your body to sense your full sense of commitment. Commitment is a word that has a strong vibration. As you're tuning into the needs of your body, are you sensing your full commitment to these ideas of nurturing food, water, oxygen, breath, peace, healthy, energizing foods, exercise, moving your body, letting your heart rate get up to get your blood flowing, cleansed? When will you fit those things in? Like an athlete, visualize your day, your performance, how you want to show up and how you want to feel and where that's going to fit in. Visualizing yourself at the end of the day, just before closing down for bed. How are you feeling? How do you want to close your day? Visualize that now. What time will you rest your body? Send gratitude for the day that you've had. Feel into your accomplishments. How will you close your day? Now allowing just one final breath in, that golden molasses, sparkly light to fill down your hips and your legs and your feet, where you may feel a desire to plant your feet on the ground now, feeling grounded and present, ready and activated, stable. Anything that's leaving you feeling confused or floaty, bring that breath in, allow it to swoop it up and push it out and release it, leaving you in a sense of grounded, embodied, fully present space. And just keeping your eyes closed for one more moment, tuning back into how our bodies can feel vibrations. And see how it changes as you invite the vibrations of your sisters that have come here with such powerful intention to learn high-level life mastery skills, to come in sisterhood and support of one another, willing to open their hearts, to be vulnerable, to share, to show up for you and for themselves. Here to learn to be a vessel of light and love and resources for people feeling any kind of pain in the world, feeling any kind of inability to access the life that they desire. You've all come here with strong intention to fill yourself with the resources to support our consciousness. That's a high vibration. So just imagining connecting now this golden threaded light that is coming from my heart to Coach Emily's heart. And from Coach Emily's heart, beaming into Coach Kristen's heart. Sensing your body, feeling this as you hear your name, knowing these energies are connected and seeing the power of your body to feel that. From Coach Kristen's heart to Coach Joe's heart. From Coach Joe's heart to Coach Joanne's heart. From Coach Joanne's heart to Coach Michelle's heart. From Coach Michelle to Coach Chelsea. From Coach Chelsea to Coach Mary. From Coach Mary to Coach Manisha. From Coach Manisha to Coach Olivia. From Coach Olivia to Coach Lindy. All the way around the world from Coach Lindy to Coach Taylor. From Coach Taylor to Coach Paula. From Coach Paula to Coach Hannah. From Coach Hannah to Coach Carla. Feeling that golden, shiny, sparkly light from Coach Carla's heart to Coach Paulo's heart. And from Coach Paulo to Coach Fernanda. And from Coach Fernanda through all our other sisters who've just joined or who are listening to us on replay. Giving a moment from beam to heart to heart to heart and back to my heart. Knowing that any time you need a lift up, you can visualize this own connection in your life and know that you're never alone. You're well-resourced, you're held, and you are connected to a fierce group of women who are up to incredible missions together. So always remembering to lean on each other and that light and that heart connection. That's why we're all here. Just one last breath to bring back presence into your body. Making a note of anything that came up in this space that you took, if there's anything you need to remember for your day, if there's something you need to put in your calendar so that you don't forget what you've just created and empowered in this moment. I'll give you 1 minute to do that. And I'm going to unmute the line. So, it's Walk Your Talk Week in Mentor Masterclass. So, that means that this week, while we're learning incredible tools, our focus is to apply them first in our own life, to use these tools and to see what it feels like to immerse ourselves within them, to experience the shifts for ourselves. So, I want to use class time today to help you with digging into that a little bit. Also, some of you I've created a intention for the year, and some of you I haven't gotten to yet, so I'm going to use today's exercise to complete creating an intention for you. And this will come from just my witnessing of who you are and getting to know you and listening to your desires today. And it also will come with some future visioning for what I see you stepping into, something that I've sensed from the moment we've all had our first calls together. And those intentions I see as being the guiding light force for us in sisterhood and in our relationship over the year. It's how we hold each other is a lot of the way that we show up. So if we hold someone in a low vibration, or we see them as a victim, or we see them as unhappy or unresourceful, then we continue to lock in that vision for them, and that's how they'll show up. And the power of us as a sisterhood holding and setting a higher standard, a stronger, clearer intention in line with what each of us really want to be and how we want to be showing up and authentically really feeling in our lives, then we need to hold each other in that state. So the idea with these intentions is that I will hold you with these intentions in the highest regard, and that you will also hold one another. So I've posted the ones I've completed so far, and today I'll take some time to listen in and complete the rest of you as soon as I can, and I'll post those in our Facebook group. And then my ask is that whenever you're relating with a sister, whether she's your partner or in your sister circle group, or she is posting in the Facebook group asking for advice or sharing an emotional share, I would ask each of you to always reference the intention to go back to the light that you're holding the sister in. So if she's in a moment of weakness, you can be that stable, grounding post to call her back into her highest state of power. So we'll complete a few of those today. And I believe that's really intentional with our health, with one another, as the greatest thing that we can do is hold each other in the highest esteem so that we can really create comfortable space where we show up to our fullest and that we're expected to by each other. So I wanted to ask just one of the women who's been in the course for a few months at least, I would love just for one of you to share how Walk Your Talk Week has been really powerful for you and what it means and why. Sometimes we have a tendency as coaches to feel into other people and to really take care of others before we take care of ourselves. And I just wonder if anyone can share a little bit about Walk Your Talk Week, either what's worked really well for you in utilizing this week or just a shift that's come, a quick affirmation around the power of Walk Your Talk Week. Anyone want to share?
I can go.
Hi, Fernanda. Thanks, love.
Yeah, you're welcome. For me, it has been super helpful in terms of first doing self-care, because all the tools that we learn, we can apply to ourselves first, and in that way, they really contribute to our well-being and self-care, and even the long list of exercise, the water, the meditation, the sleep is fundamental for anything that we want to create. So for me, walking my talk and using the tools of myself has been very empowering, first, to feel grounded and capable of doing the work, and second, because when we work with a partner and we want to teach a tool or anything, first, we know what we can have our own resistance and also what we've done to overcome that. So it's really inspiring when we want to coach the partner or client to know how it feels to be in their shoes, because we've been there first. So that's what I had to share.
Thank you, Fernanda. That's really powerful. I think, especially for me, I'll share, having done these tools so many times, that's one of the coolest things about having this be my business and program, is that with you guys each year, I just continue to learn them over and over and apply them. And I try to stay on track with you guys that month. And what's amazing is that by applying the tools, like you said, Fernanda, you see the resistances that come up. So you get the realness of the situation when you're going into a coaching situation. When you're applying these tools, you understand what it really actually takes. You understand the immensity of the emotion that will come up, or how locked in a pattern can be or habit, and how hard it is to really change that, or how it feels to be really confused and try to create clarity. But the more time you spend in week one in Walk Your Talk Week, really devoting yourself to going full in, to really, even if it feels like it's something that you've done before, do it again, do it exactly the way that it is in the workbook, fully immerse yourself in the experience so that you can really shift these things for yourself. It's going to motivate you. It's the key that helps us kind of push through the hardest part of being a coach, which is getting out there and offering to do this for other people. It's going to help you feel really confident about your ability to do it if you do it for yourself first, especially if you practice with your partner. And it's going to feel really exciting to talk about when it's fresh for you. And so it's really exciting that this month we're working on health, because I think inevitably in the new year, everyone starts to think about that. One of the top New Year's resolutions is body, losing weight or getting into better health and activity. So it's an incredible time for you to be refreshing on the most powerful tools in this area. And then later when we get into week two, where you go into coaching, and then week three, where you start sharing these tools, you're going to be so excited about sharing them, because you're going to experience so many shifts just in this week in your own life. So thank you, Fernanda. That was really helpful. So we've got a few new sisters here today, and we'll hear from them as we're all going to go around and just riff on our desires, and I'll tell a little bit about that in a moment. But I just wanted to explain to the new women that the reason that we call each other coach is because, and you'll hear us call you coach, and as much as possible, it's great to refer to each other as Coach Kristen, Coach Joe, Coach Paula, Coach Paulo, Coach Taylor, Coach Olivia. So you get used to hearing that, because our state of mind has control codes, and the three of them are our language, our focus and beliefs, and our physicality. So just by calling each other coach, we're already locking in that we believe that we've got the skills, that we are a coach. We're using our language. We are not separating our identity from being a coach. We're actually acknowledging that who we are is a coach, and that starts right now. And so you're always a coach. You are your business in this industry. So everything that you do in your daily life, your life is a representation of your work. I just muted you guys for a moment because there was some background noise and echo. But your life is not a representation of your coaching mastery. So if there are things that are off in your life or in your body or in your business and you're coaching on those things, that's not the tie that we're connecting here. The way that you approach things, the way that you're living, yes, you are your business. So the better that your life is going, the better your business is going to be going. The more you're taking care of your body, the better you're going to be at helping people with that. But the truth is, your knowledge of the skills and resources and how to apply them is what really makes you a coach, is what really makes your genius. And that's separate from your life. So I want to just remind everyone of that, because sometimes we start feeling like, oh, I can't go out there and coach when I'm a mess or when things are not right. And that's not what Walk Your Talk Week is about. Walk Your Talk Week is about taking tools and techniques and being willing to apply them and focus on them in your life. And your expertise, your value as a coach, comes from your tool belt and how great you get at using these conversation models and tools and helping other people to work through their blocks. So this week, you learn conversation models and tools and strategies, and you apply them to yourself and your life first. And you hold your partners to creating really intense clarity and overhauling their own health this month. So the best way to use this week, and this is something that came up just a lot of you have been asking, specifically Coach Mary was asking me about, how do you know when to apply tools and techniques, or how do you decide when to use them? And a lot of that comes out of just really explorational conversation, and that's why you have your partners in class. I really want you to take time to talk about all of the tools that you learn this week. So this week we're looking at a lot of different stuff, a lot of priorities and brainstorming your priorities, and you're going to learn how to create a top priority statement, and you're going to learn strategies for goal setting, how to really break them down so that they actually, so that your goals become something that actually get accomplished. You're going to identify a clear core goal in your life that relates to all other goals, and you're going to create a health goal, and you're going to learn what reverse engineering is and how to do that with goals. You're going to learn how to, what it means to resource and how to map out your course for things to make sure that things get done with ease. You're going to learn how to create to-do lists that actually empower you. And all of these techniques that you're going to learn, we're applying them, you know, under the health framing this month. But the truth is, the more you talk about these tools and how they work and why they work with your partner, the more ideas you're going to get for what kind of programs you want to create, how you can use these with your clients. And you're going to get more inspired if you get playful with it. So use your partner conversations this week to, one, just hold each other to being sure that you are doing this for yourself, you're applying these tools to yourself, and then talk about what's coming up, what's shifting for you, and talk about the tools and techniques and really get playful with them and get into your detective brain and try to uncover why these tools are powerful and how you can use them uniquely in your business and what you're creating and who you want to be serving, if you know that yet. And if you don't, just get really creative about how you can start to talk to people about these tools in your life and just share them with them. So what I'd love to do is go around and get started on some of the work that you're going to be doing together live in class to hear from each other so we can get a jump in on your week one work, your reading and your homework, and actually start to feel into what priorities are in your life. So what I'd like to do is take the rest of our class time to hear from each of you quickly to just jam a little bit out loud on your desires. And specifically when you're talking about your desires, I'll read a few questions for you so you can start feeling in. And I don't want these to come out perfect. I actually want you to just kind of spill your guts when it comes to your turn. Just kind of say everything out loud that's on your mind. And you'll get to take more time with this and be better worded and more clear when you do your homework this week and actually write this down in your journal. But today I want to allow it to be a little messy, to just be the opening, the heart opening and the mind opening of what you want to share around these. And some of you have already shared these in our circles and I've already created an intention for you, but I want to let you do it again just a little bit deeper with these new frames in mind. So what I'll do is I'll basically set a timer and I'll let each of you kind of just riff on your desires for 2 minutes each. And here's what I'd like you to feel into. What do you want to feel like 12 months from now? And how much would you like to weigh? How strong and energized will you be? How many days per week will you be exercising? How much time will you be spending lying on the beach or exploring somewhere abroad? How much money would you like to be bringing in 12 months from now if the stars were perfectly aligned? What fierce, outlandishly amazing things would you like to see happen? And when you riff, consider things like relationships. If you want to write these down, you can. So while you're riffing, you can look down at your notes and it'll inspire you to maybe jam more in a certain area. So consider areas like your relationships, your finances, your health, your faith, your hobbies, your habits, and your leisure pursuits, anything that comes to mind. And then here are a few questions that can help you really feel into this when you riff, when it's your turn. So who do you want to be? What do you want to accomplish? What makes you happy? How are you living your purpose in life? What gives you pride? What do you wish to be remembered for at the end of your life? What do you want people to know was most important to you? What makes you feel good about yourself? What areas of your life are of great importance, but you believe that you need accountability to honor them? So where are the things that are really important to you, but you will easily forget them, so you need accountability to honor them? And I'm going to take rough notes while you're jamming, and they might be messy, and I'll post them in our Facebook group. So we'll do like free-form quick notes as each of you are sharing, and I'll write down as much as I can of what you say. So I'm going to unmute the line. So anyone, if you do have background noise, please mute your line, or if you're on the computer, turn down your volume really low so it doesn't echo. Put your headphones in. So that we can keep the line unmuted so that we can quickly move through each name. And if you need to leave class earlier, we should be done with class by 11:45 today at the latest. So if you need to leave early, then please do volunteer to go. I'll unmute you. I'd like to just go through the list of names, but in order so that we can move quickly and not wait for volunteers. So I'm just going to unmute the nine.
Unmuted.
And then does anyone have to leave early today? Great. So I'm
Jay. Okay, this is Coach Mary. I need to be off the line by 8:45 my time.
Great. So Mary, there's actually an echo. So there's actually an echo. I don't know who it's being created by. So for now, what I'm going to do is keep the line muted, and then when I call your name, you can unmute yourself by hitting *6, I believe. So when I call your name, just hit *6 on your phone, and it should unmute you. So Mary, why don't we actually have you go first? So first you'll have to hit *6, and then we'll let you go first. That may not be working. 1 second. Okay, so let's see. Let me unmute this for a moment.
Unmuted.
So Mary, did you try hitting *6?
I'm unmuted.
It sounds like somebody's computer volume is up too loud.
Okay, I'm going to try hitting it again, and then just try hitting star six again. Great, so Mary, can you hit *6 now and then speak so I'll know that you're unmuted? Nope, so you're not unmuted. Let's see.
Now.
How about now? Yep, great.
Okay.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Okay. Sorry
so
for
Mary,
all of that.
Do you mind just riffing for a moment on your desires, and if you are, do you need any of those questions repeated, or do you feel like you've got enough to kind of share?
I think I have enough to share. I just want to make sure that I'm, you know, addressing the right question. So you're looking for like where I see myself in 12 months and, you know, who I want to be and what do I want to have accomplished and things like that. Is that right?
Yeah, so just kind of riffing through the areas of relationship, finance, health, faith, your hobbies and habits, and how you want to be and what you want to accomplish. Yeah, let's use the 12-month timeline for everyone so we can create just a priority list for this year. That would be great.
Great. Okay. So in 12 months, I see myself having fully embodied this thought leader type of role that I'm envisioning for myself with my 9-to-5 job, really bringing in a lot of the tools, the techniques, the skills that I'm learning in this class and bringing it to the organization that I work for and really helping my colleagues in that arena really start to embrace this information and be able to apply it to their own lives. So really making an impact there. At the same time, really developing my own business to a point where I start to think about, maybe it's time to shift my priorities a little bit from the organization that I work for to my own business. So starting to see paying clients coming in to the point where I have to shift some things around with my 9-to-5 job. That, of course, will greatly impact and influence my financial situation. And so my finances will become much clearer. I'll have a much better idea of where I'm going and what we have as far as investments. You know, just our general finances will be much clearer, cleaner. I see us, my husband and I, going through all of our old stuff and having cleaned it all out so that our financial picture is very clear. That's a big one for me right now. Health-wise, strong, continuing to exercise regularly, being really committed to the kind of exercise that is appropriate for me at my age, at this time in my life, this time in my cycle, wherever I am in my hormonal cycle at the time, and really being intuitive and listening into what my body needs as opposed to what I think everybody thinks I should be doing at that time. Mm-hmm. You know, the big one is spending more time also having traveled more this year, spending more time with my husband and doing some of the fun things that we like to do and really starting to do all those things that we've kind of dreamed about, you know, the traveling internationally and taking those long weekend getaways and spending time exploring and learning new things together. I can see that happening as well in 12 months. So, feeling pretty good.
Beautiful. Anything else? Just feeling for a moment. Just take a deep breath in and feeling if there's any other really important desires that you have for the year ahead that you want to mention and declare here. And then just finish.
I really have this vision of pulling together and working with a group of women, both in person and virtually as well. Really feeling into that need to be in that group environment, and getting that energy from, you know, a group of women together as opposed to just a one-on-one working. So I see that coming together as well. Probably in the fall, some sort of virtual or even an in-person workshop, retreat, something like that. So that's a big desire of mine as well.
And that's you leading that, Mary, is that right? Or is that something you're attending, or both?
No, that's me leading that.
Okay, great.
Yeah, yep.
Just one more breath and seeing if there's anything left. And then when you do feel ready, you can just say, I am complete.
I think the last thing is just to be so fully present in this program and being here and available and supportive of all the women coming in. and the women leaving as well. You know, the relationships you create are so deep that I want to make sure that they don't just disappear once they're out of the program, and myself as well. So, and I'm incomplete.
Thank you, Coach Mary.
Thank you.
If you can leave yourself unmuted, we'll slowly dissect who who the echo is coming from at some point.
Okay,
so let's see. Next we'll have, if there's anyone that does need to go early, please unmute yourself too by hitting star 6. Otherwise, next we have Coach Fernanda. And Coach Fernanda, you'll need to hit star 6.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. We did this exercise in the script, but now it got even better. In 12 months, I want to feel amazing gratitude. I want to feel a healthy, energized mother, having experienced a natural, blissful home birth to a healthy baby, healthy and lovely baby, who breastfeed perfectly and sleep soundly. Why not? You asked for the best, right?
It's so good. It made me really joyful to think of you. Sorry to interrupt. Go on.
Yeah. Then deep, really deep connection with my lovely husband. Going back to sex because the baby sleeps so well. really enjoying connection with my husband and feeling really bliss and gratitude for that experience. And then I want to be the owner of a thriving coaching business, supporting rock stars, hot, ball-driven, self-responsible heroes that freaking change the world, starting by their communities where they work. I want to be out earning what I'm currently earning in my job, and I want to feel a recognized leader in the health life coaching world, a recognized writer, and I want to be possibly finishing my book. I think that's pretty much it.
Just take a moment to take just a breath in and just sense if there's anything else you want to share, and go ahead and share that, and then when you're ready, you can say I'm complete.
I want to also feel supported by mentors and sisterhood community or friends that act as sisters, and in the same time be support for them.
The complete, Fernanda?
Yes, that's complete. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, beautiful. Next we have Coach Emily. And you'll have
okay, can you hear me?
Yep, there you are.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so 12 months from now, I'd like to be, let's start with finances. So I'd like to be bringing in $5,000 a month and have 10 paying clients at $500. So by that time, I'd like to raise my prices after I have my first like round of my full roster of clients. I'd like to have moved or be moving to Charleston, South Carolina, and living in this really awesome apartment complex with like all these incredible amenities and like an eco-friendly thing and so cool. And I would like to be feeling really, really abundant and like I'm just having fun all the time. And I think the apartment complex will help with that because there's like this really cool, like, pool and this, like, pretty much like a club kind of, like a clubhouse kind of thing, mm-hmm. and, like, a bunch of other, like, 20, 30 people. So it would be great in that way, in that sense of community. What else? I would like to be doing a lot of yoga and a lot of, like, running outside with my dog, Byron, which the warmer weather would help with. Mm-hmm. It's, like, 19 degrees here. so that's not happening today. Let's see. What else? Oh, my gosh. There's so much. Okay. Mm. I'd like to be eating amazing fresh food and going to the farmer's market every single week and just, like, really loving that up and doing all of that and making the time to do it and enjoying it, but also having the finances and the freedom and the excitement of going out every once in a while and experiencing the great food scene. And I'd like to be... I don't know. I had, like, all these ideas, and now it just seems like that. It's coming. Let's see. I'd like to be, like, just, like, feeling really, really healthy and, like, in control of my eating and, like, just have it very regimented but still have it feeling fun. I'd like to be continuing to read a lot and going back through, like, all the Mentor Masterclass material every month just to keep refreshing and stay on my toes and keep growing. I'd like to be working with a second group of women in the Hippies and Heels program and have that totally full and have that the pricing for that increase with the second round. I'd like to fill that with probably 10 additional women from the ones who receive it as a bonus for working with me one-on-one. I'd like to have fresh flowers all the time and just, like, a beautiful living space. I'd like to have really amazing friendships and a really amazing romantic relationship that feels really, like, nurturing and supportive and fun and exciting and passionate. I'm looking through the questions I jotted down. I don't know. I just feel like everything, I want to be, like, fully she goddess, like, powerful force to be reckoned with. Like, everyone knows that if they need to, like, up-level their life or business, that I'm go-to gal.
Love that.
But I just want to be, like, totally walking my talk, too. I guess that is something else. Like, really, I think it'll be a lot easier than it has been in the past to do that once I'm, like, really in the flow of everything. And I'm excited to see, like, what level I'll get to with that. And I'm sure every year it will keep continuing to, like, increase. But I'm excited to see where I will be 12 months from now, having, like, walked my talk throughout the whole year, so. And, of course, I'd love to feel like I'm traveling all the time. Well, not all the time, but, like, amazing vacations and working from the pool if I need to in my apartment complex and, like, going to the beach all the time. So, yeah, just very, like, healthy, active lifestyle and part of a community would be amazing. Like a like-minded community, I guess I should say.
Beautiful, Emily. Just take one last breath in and sense if there's anything else really important that you need to declare, and then if so, share that, and then when you're complete, just say, I am complete.
The only thing that's coming up is that I'd like my hair to look really great. I don't know what that means, but that's what came to me. I guess that has to do with health too, so as an effect of my healthiness, my hair looks great all the time. That's it. I'm complete.
Thank you. One of my favorite things about hearing women share desires is when you get reminded of desires that you have too, calling them out. Okay, so next we have Coach Kristen. So if you can just hit star six, and it'll be your turn to share. And I don't hear you yet, just so you know. That might be you now. Are you there? Okay, I'll try coming back to you, Kristen. How about Coach Joe? Can you try hitting star six? Okay, how about Coach Joanne? Can you try hitting star six?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yay. Okay. The first thing that comes to mind is I want to feel more. And specifically, I want to feel more of the, quote, bad emotions or dark emotions that I haven't been connected with. And when I feel something is off, to have more clarity and recognition and be able to distinguish what they are. So just accepting those more and bringing them into my life and not blocking them off. I desire to look in the mirror and see love and beauty and acceptance, and not to feel any judgment or inspection. I desire to, I have ideas of numbers, you know, for things like weight or money, but what I think I truly desire is to be happy with where I'm at, because I feel that even the numbers I have now are good, and I'm not sure that the specific number will necessarily make me happy. I feel really desiring of just being happy with where I'm at and knowing that it's enough. I desire to be more free, and my new mantra this year is calm the fuck down, which feels really good to me. Feels like lifting weight off my shoulders, and I'm really desiring just a calmer, less serious year in existence. Right, those are my main things that come to mind.
Beautiful, Joanne. Just take one last deep breath in and feel around if there's anything else that feels important to share or declare. And then when you're ready, you can just say, I am complete.
I desire to completely banish words or mind checks like selfishness or self-absorption, and have acceptance for feeling completely head over heels in love with myself, and accepting that and being in that state. So I'm complete.
Beautiful. Awesome. That was really powerful. Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. How about Coach Michelle?
Do you hear me?
Yes, I do. Hello.
Perfect. Hi. So
I kind of wrote this down before in the first of the year, so I have a little bit of the outline already.
Okay.
What I want to feel in 12 months' time and up, leading up to is radiant, powerful, limitless, confident, abundant, alive and awake, safe and secure and supported, aligned and magical. And when I was journaling, what really came to mind was that I'm really ready to soar and to fly. And through the archetype of the queen, that's my favorite.
Hmm.
And I have a bunch of, you know, like goals. Do you want me to say all of them?
I would actually love for you to riff, since you do have it written down. I love that you have that for you, but I want to hear you free flow a little bit about, you know, without reading, just so that you have the energy of kind of being messy and just feeling whatever comes out. So yeah, if you can just do that a little bit on like the specific goals, like in your body and your finances and your career and relationships, just freeform.
I'll just close my book and go off what I remember.
Okay, perfect.
I'm desiring to create a lot of programs, both virtual and group and one-on-one. And the theme for this coming year and to feel in years time is to feel like I've reached and made a huge impact on so many people. That's what I'm really desiring to, you know, connect in that way. Mm-hmm. So I want to create programs that, first of all, allow me to be financially free. You know, I want to make close to $10,000 a month. That's definitely my ideal goal.
Mm-hmm.
And just reaching so many people and being able to travel and reach people at the same time and connecting and learning from them. And, it's all about connection and really growth and amplifying the energy and consciousness of as many people as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Financially, to be more clear, actually to be completely clear on what's coming in, what's going out, and like I said, reaching that financial goal, 10,000 or close to, just making sure that it feels safe to have the finances that I have. And health-wise is always just to be more active in the most fun way possible. So dancing, yoga, swimming, just playing in a really fun way, and hiking. That's always the desire for physicality. What are the other areas? I think the other biggest thing or theme is spaciousness. I want to be able to feel like the weeks and the months and the days feel really spacious. So there's plenty of time for play, for rest, for travel, and also, of course, work. I'm seeing categories that are important.
No, I think you covered most the relationships. Did you say much about?
No, I didn't. That, so just playful in that regard, kind of like, again, it goes along with the connection, just really feeling connected and aligned with my husband so that we can both feel, you know, connected, first of all, in our own world and self, so that we can both connect together as one and really go towards a deeper relationship, because I think what's holding us back now is individual things. So mm-hmm. just having that ability to and capability to come together and connect and be in love, more in love than ever, and passionate and all of that.
Beautiful, Michelle. So just take one last breath in and sense if there's anything else important to share or declare in this moment. And then whenever you feel complete, just let us know with "I am complete."
I am complete.
Thank you. Okay, how about Coach Chelsea? It's star six.
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, you sound great.
Perfect. Okay, so this year my main focus is around my health. I suffered a back injury last summer, and so the last kind of 4 or 5 months have been about getting back into a space where I can be functional on my own. So this year I think is about healing and kind of restoring that strength in my body. But also after a really hard year last year, just kind of restoring my life force again, coming back to myself and showing up for myself in that way. When I was working through the workbook things in our workbook, it came up to me that commitment is an issue that I'm having in a lot of different areas. So I want to explore my resistance to that. And I realized that I've never really like super applied myself to a goal that I've set. Things have come rather easily and I've kind of flowed through things, but I've never really set a goal and been like, hey, I'm going after this. So I kind of want to see what I can do this year. Mm. One of the goals that I set for myself actually is to run a half marathon, and I've picked one in September, and I'm working with a running injury clinic right now. That's where I've been doing my physio through. And so they specialize in that. So I'm pretty stoked about that. Mm. Another thing is kind of decluttering my life in a whole bunch of different areas for the things that aren't serving me. So that goes in relationships, in physical things in my house, et cetera. I'm working on two boundaries. So I'm a pretty open person, but I want to be more safe to show up as who I am. You know how you kind of, I don't want to say play a role. I don't know how to express that more succinctly. But just show up as myself and feel safe to do so, and how to be open in that way while still respecting my own boundaries and other people's boundaries. And then for relationships, I'm single and I date. And kind of stop wasting my time. Like when I know that it's not going somewhere, honoring that this is a true thing and just moving on. And I think that's it.
Beautiful, Chelsea. So just take a moment, take one more breath, deep breath in, and just sense around if there's anything else that would feel important to share or declare. And when you're ready with that, you can say, I am complete.
I am complete.
Okay, thank you, Coach Chelsea. Okay, Coach Manisha. And remember to hit star six if you're still there. I heard something. Maybe try hitting star six one more time. Okay, I'll try coming back to you, Coach Manisha. If those of you are there and the star six isn't working for some reason, I'll unmute the line at the end, and maybe we'll be able to figure out who had the echo by that time.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, I can. There you are.
Okay, awesome. I'll try. So the first thing that came to me as you were asking some of these questions was being more clear. So I'd love to be more clear in a lot of different areas of my life. I feel like even just starting on a physical level in terms of my home space, like I would like for it to be more clear and less cluttered and more spacious and open, so I could feel the energy really flowing through and having a lighter energy support me. And it feels heavy right now, so in 12 months, I would like for it to feel very much lighter, and also clearer in my financial world, like really knowing, like right now, it feels muddled, and I think their fear comes up around that because of that. So just knowing what's coming in and what's coming out and what I really need to, on the basics of what I need, but then also to dream bigger, to put down or to commit to the numbers that I want to see so that I can do the things that I want to do, like travel and live a life that just feels more abundant, where I can give and receive and not feel like limited in those areas. I also am like hesitating here because I think I need to move to another place. I would like to live in a place that more energetically supports like who I am and kind of the lifestyle that I want to live. So I think closer to nature. I don't exactly know what that looks like right now or the details, but I would like to live closer to nature so that I can be in a place that really fully supports like my body and my being and, you know, eat in a way that's more fresh and more supportive of my energy. And there's so many things that I find over the years that I've been learning and picking up in terms of all the different work that I do. And the word alchemy is really coming to me, and I would love to be more clear again in how I can combine some of these things to create a really unique offering that I know that only I can put together based on what I've learned. And I'll get hits of it every so often, but I would like to be more clear and be able to offer that with more confidence and work with people individually, virtually, maybe in groups and group classes, in a way that feels really connected and aligned and meaningful. And I'd love for that to have some spaciousness in it so that I'm not necessarily always tied into like one location all the time. I would like some freedom to be able to travel and maybe work in other places and then come back to sort of a home base. And overall, I mean, in terms of my health, I feel generally pretty healthy. I've gone through some things in the last few years that have really brought me to a place where I have become more clear about my health. But I think with food, there's still some things that I'd like to focus on in terms of just like eating in a way that really nourishes my body. And the word community is also coming up for me big time this year. And, this group has also kicked that off for me, as well as a couple of other groups. And I also, it's lovely, but it's virtual, and I would like to call in, like, living in a community of like-minded individuals so that I can have in-person connections with people and feel more connected that way. I would like to be more just financially secure and stable. I think sometimes where I'm at right now, it's difficult to, like, dive in into things because I don't feel like I have the luxury of the time or the spaciousness to dive in, so more financial security would allow me to do that and get deeper into some of the different work that I'm doing. And I would like to call in a partner as well. I have some really lovely friendships and in just a space in my life where I would like to call in someone who's kind of meeting me at what I need. And in the past, I've had partners where I've felt like I haven't been able to ask for what I need, so I'd like to call in somebody where I could really be exactly who I am and say what I need and say what I wish for and have that be reciprocated. So I think that covers it.
Great, Monisha, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Cool. Okay, just take in one last deep breath and feel in if there's anything else, and then when you're ready, I am complete.
Um, I think the last thing that overall is the feeling of freedom as well, freedom to be authentic in my business and in my personal relationships, and feel free to express what I would like to express and not be, just feel more free to express who I am and know that that will be accepted and complete.
Thank you. Okay. Next we have Coach Olivia.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hello.
Okay. Hello. Okay. I'm always used to going last just because of my last name. My theme for 2015, I've never really, made a theme for a year, but just based on kind of the past year, I just really felt empowered to create a theme, is make things happen. And kind of, looking back, I've been thinking that I've always kind of saw myself in one way and said, if things were ideal and perfect, I would be living this way. I would be exercising in this way and putting myself out there and similar things to that. And then it kind of clicked with me, why don't you just make those things happen and just see how that goes. And so that's something I've really been working on kind of towards the end of this last year, and I want to continue with that throughout 2015. So health-wise, really exercising every day, because I've found just in doing that for the past few months, it's made such a phenomenal change in how I feel mentally and physically and, just move throughout the day and the choices that I make. And so I definitely want to continue to do that and get stronger and continue to be proud of myself and the challenges that I take on as far as that goes, as well as kind of that balance of pushing myself and encouraging myself, but also having that space to be understanding and gentle when necessary when it comes to my body, and that nobody is perfect and that I'm not perfect, and that it's all a process, and it's just really important how you show up. And if it's just a little bit that day, then that's, more than enough, and each day is, a new beginning to follow through on those goals. And then as well with the health, just, eating foods that best serve myself and being more in touch with why I choose to eat the things that I do, just being more conscious of that. Financially, just to get to things are good, but I definitely want to be in a place where when there's an opportunity, something that I want to do, it's the first thought isn't necessarily oh my gosh, I probably don't have enough money for that. Just coming from more of a place of abundance and being able to thrive financially. I would love to have, a year from now, a coaching business where I have the ability, I'm bringing in enough money to be able to, have new experiences and for it to not be always on the forefront of can I do that or and in my business, I'd really like to work with women who are trying to figure out their purpose and what really lights them up, as well as feeling at home in their bodies, because those have kind of been two common themes throughout my life that I've, really been something that I've worked on and worked through, and I just really feel connected and passionate about that and being able to help women in those areas of their lives. Relationship-wise, I would love to meet somebody to share my life with, somebody that I feel connected to on a really deep level, and just have fun with and who's supportive and loving, who really has my, you know, best interests at heart and, you know, I can really create a life with. As well as on relationships, just strengthening and nurturing the relationships that are currently in my life, as well as being open to new relationships and new community. You know how important that is, and the last couple months have, you know, been a little bit isolating at times, just being home more, and I definitely, for 2015, really want to put myself out there and, you know, connect with more people and have that. I think that is about it.
Thank you, Coach Olivia. Just take a moment to breathe another breath in and just sense if there's anything else really important for you to share, declare. And when you get the feeling that you're complete, just share, I am complete.
Yeah, I think the last thing, I think a few people touched on it, but it's definitely being feeling safe to be who you truly are, like the authenticity and just showing up as who I really am and being okay that feeling safe to be that person in a new setting or with, you know, somebody you've known your whole life and really stepping into that and also just really making self-care a top priority and knowing that that's going to only support and grow other areas of my life, including a coaching business. I am complete.
Thank you. Sisters listening, just want to check in with everyone listening to remind you how important it is, the power of your intentions as each woman is sharing, to just listen and really visualize everything that she's sharing, visualize her having and being and receiving these things. It can be really powerful, our combined intention for one another. So if you find yourself doing something else or writing your own desires, just take a moment to bring yourself back to that space of giving and just fully be here present and listening. As each sister shares, we've just got a few more. Coach Lindy, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Right. So I was thinking that by the end of the year, well, the whole year, I want to feel really kind to myself, really nurturing, to keep up my habits that really work for me, like daily meditating and journaling and yoga. I want to feel really vital and full of energy and love and joy, just kind of radiating. I want manifesting to be really easy, just to feel, oh yeah, that's next for me, and there it is. I want to get really clear on who I'm here to serve, how I'm here to serve, what exactly is my mission, and be so clear that that's just who I've become. Like I totally step into that. I feel like I'm really ready. I don't feel like I've quite realized exactly what it is that I'm here to do, and as soon as I do, I think a lot of things will fall into place. And then get really comfortable on just broadcasting it, so that I'm really ready to serve and join the people that need whatever it is I'm here to pass on to them. I'd like money and energy exchange to be really fun and just awesome. I want it to be easy, to feel abundant. I want to feel comfortable now and know that the future is looking really comfortable and secure. If I put a number on it, that by the end of the year, if I'm making £3,000 a month, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it would, I definitely want to go more than that, but that would right now and in the next year make a massive difference to my life. So that would be really good. And my body, I want to feel really comfortable, even like delighted. Just think, wow, and just feel just so great and energetic all the time, and resilient as well. Yeah. So I have a number in mind, but it doesn't seem as important as that feeling. just general fun and playfulness. I want to go dancing and just feel carefree and free generally. I'm trying to think of other ways that I would feel like that. With my children, all about the things I have to get done, but just really play in every moment of my day. And I'd like a real beautiful flow of communication with my husband. I'd also like my boundaries to be really strong and yet to connect really deeply with everyone in my life, with people I love. To be able to give a lot, but also to be able to receive a lot. That's what I really would like. Yeah. I think that's it.
Wendy, just taking one more deep breath in, sensing if there's anything else important to share or declare, and when you're ready, I am complete.
I'm complete.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Jenny.
Okay, how about Coach Taylor? Just hit star 6.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, wonderful. My word and theme for 2015 is growth. And some of the words that have kind of come up around that have been adventure, confidence, and calm. So in terms of exercise, I love to exercise, but what I really need to do is start incorporating like more yoga or more stretching and sort of a more meditative aspect of exercise and in my regular routine. With food and nourishment, I want to concentrate on really improving my skill set around intuitive eating and getting really more in tune with listening to my body. For career and work, I'm planning to launch a group program in February, so I want to fill that program. I want it to go really well. I want to learn a lot about how I'm going to launch those programs in the future and then launch a second one before the end of the 12 months. For relationships, I want more connectedness and intimacy in my marriage, and I just really want to grow within that relationship, and I need to, my intention is to sort of continue on with sort of the individual work that I need to do to, be a better wife and a better partner. I want to feel more confident in my coaching skill set, so obviously that's why I'm here, and I have a lot to learn, so that's, not only do I want to learn it, but I want to feel really confident about it. I want to really nail down my schedule. I have sort of an ideal schedule that includes a day for my family, to do things for just my family, like grocery shopping, and, a day to do things just for me, like getting my hair cut, and things like that, and I really want to get that really on point. I want to be a really present mother, and I really, by the end of the 12 months, want to just really improve upon that, and I want to develop a really top-notch gratitude practice. I also want to travel with my girlfriends this year. That's been something that I've kind of let go to the wayside, as like my career and like family stuff has picked up, and I really, my intention is to have more adventure with my girlfriends and to travel. I really want to tap into using my authentic voice, not only using it, but using it in a very powerful way. creating a safe and sacred space for myself and for those around me, not only with my family and friends, but also the women that I serve in my business. And I think that's about it.
Beautiful. Coach Taylor, just take a moment and take a breath and see if there's any other important little twiddly danglers or things that feel good to share. And if when you get the sense you're complete, just share, I am complete.
I want to, this year I also want to do more painting and really nurture my creative side. So I'm committed to doing that. That'll also be a part of what goes on in 2015. Mm-hmm. And I think with that, I'm complete. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Coach Taylor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next we have Coach Paula with an A. Just hit star 6 if you can. Paula, are you there? Okay, we'll try coming back to you. Coach Hannah. Okay, how about Coach Carla? All right, how about Coach Paulo with an O? Okay, I'll try unmuting the line one more time to see if some of you I missed. So,
Coach Jay, can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you can?
Yep. Who is that?
Oh, good. It's Coach Kristen.
Hi, Coach Kristen. Awesome.
Hi.
Great.
I had my phone on mute, and that's why when I hit star 6, you couldn't hear me the first time.
Perfect.
Yeah, I might tell somebody else.
I do that all the time on these calls, too. In fact, I did it earlier, and I was talking, and I had to repeat myself. Beautiful. Okay, do you want to take us into your desires?
Sure. Okay. By the end of 2015, I intend to feel really proud of myself and accomplished and masterful and strong and confident in really so many of these life areas. This is my first month in Mentor Masterclass, and this is, I feel like, pulling me into this season of doing and really creating, where I've been kind of searching and seeking for the past couple of years. So I'm looking forward to that manifesting this year, and at the end of the year, just really sitting in that holy and feeling really proud of myself for the work that I'm going to do. So I want to be completely committed and focused this year. Let me see some of the different categories. As far as health, I want to feel the same way. I want to feel strong. I want to feel in control of the choices that I make, which means being a better planner. And a lot of this also comes down to really good time management for me as I incorporate this new program into my busy family life with my 3 kids. And everything else that I have going on, my other little consulting businesses that I do. But freedom is really important for me. So I want there to be a nice, healthy flow, and I really feel so aligned with everything that I'm doing that it's all just going to flow together beautifully. I have fantastic relationships in my life, and I want to continue to maintain those this year. I don't want those to get lost as I focus more on my career and building this coaching business. Finances, at the end of 2015, I will be debt-free. In addition to contributing financially to our household and enabling us to have more adventures, which is a big objective for me and my family. So I would love to continue our travel and with my family, with my girlfriends, and by myself. I love to travel by myself. So I will do all of that in 2015. As far as exercise goes, I want to be exercising at least 5 days a week, a combination of cardio and weights and yoga and being in the outdoors. Whatever just organically I feel like my body needs that day is what I want to do. And I know that that is going to offer me so much clarity in so many different areas. It's just so great for my mind, let alone for my body. But my overall objective is, health objective is to stay as flexible and mobile as I can be and as vibrant as I can be for my entire life. So always keeping that in mind is really important to me. Let's see, I just want to be contagiously joyful all the time, and I think that by really living in that space, I'm going to draw the right people to me that are ready to work with me as a coach, and so I look forward to really honing in this year on who it is I'm here to serve, and then really shining my light out so that people can find me. I think that's about it.
Beautiful, Kristen. Just take one more breath in to feel in, see if there's anything else that feels important, and when you're ready, if not, you can share, I am complete.
Yes, the one additional thing is I really, for a long time, have kind of felt like I'm doing this on my own, and so I really want to embrace this community and just kind of that openness that I don't have to do this alone, and I'm not alone, and there's abundant support all around me for everything that I want to accomplish and how I want to grow this year. And with that, I am complete.
Thank you, Kristen. Okay, ladies, so I'm going to try unmuting for just a moment, checking in to see if perhaps that echo went away, and just to see if I missed anyone that wants to share. 1 second.
Unmuted.
Hi, you can hear me?
Hi, you can hear me?
Oh, that sounded like a robot. Who was that?
This is Paola.
I'm sorry we're laughing, but it sounds very much like a robot.
Very much like a robot.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm going to mute.
I'm hearing myself. And doing this robot thing. So I guess I'm the one with the echo. I have like no idea how to change. So you're gonna have to get me like my robot.
Okay, Paola,
I'm gonna mute it for a moment.
That was really so, Paola. If you can hear me, I think you can hear yourself sounding like a robot. So if we're not able to hear you, well, one, let's make sure we connect after class via email to figure out the best way for you to be able to call in with a clear line of a few ideas. And also for anyone that I missed, If you want to hit star 6 now and try it again, if there is anyone that's live that I missed, then please do that and just speak up and let me know you're here. Otherwise,
unmuted.
Who's that?
I'm here. Paula.
Hello. Hi, Paula.
Oh, hello. Yeah, I did it.
Beautiful.
Okay, well,
so you were not the one that was speaking like a robot.
No. That's Paola.
Got it. So there's a little bit of an echo for me, so I'm going to stop talking because it's fine when you share.
Okay.
So go ahead and share your slides.
Okay, so I want to start with my top priority for this month are my health, because I've been dealing with this for the last 4 months. I'm healing myself from hypothyroidism. I stopped to take my medications. I decided to do it the natural way because I was sick of the medications I've been taking for the last 9 years. So I decided to stop that and heal myself. So that's my top priority. I want to be safe, to be healed this year, and get my life back. The other thing that I want to feel and to be is connection. I want to feel connection with my. I want to feel more connected with myself, in all my relationships, and with nature, with life, with love, with everything. I also want to have the gift to communicate all my feelings. I think that has to be with my illness. So I want to feel safe to express myself, and that way to have deep relationships in my life. I also want to overcome procrastination, because I want to really do a great use of my time. So I'm dealing with that, so I want to overcome it. Financially, I want to have stability. I want to allow myself to feel abundant and don't be worried about it. I want to be a source of help, to feel that, because that's what I've been missing for a long time, and that's why I'm here. So I want to feel that I can be helpful for people. By the end of the year, I want to have a clear vision about what's going to be my coaching business, because I have a few ideas, but I want to get clear about it. I want to have a partner. I would love to have a partner this year, because I've been single for a long time, and I think I'm ready to share my life with somebody, and I want to have that this year. And I think that's it. I want to kind of unlock my artist within, because I have this this desire to create, to paint and to do things with my hands, to do crafts and do things that I love, but I think I have kind of block. I don't know what it is, but I have to work on that. I think that's it.
Beautiful love. Just take a moment to take a deep breath in. And sense if there's anything else that feels important to declare or share. And then when you're ready, I am complete.
Yeah, maybe I think I would love to be more aware of all my limiting beliefs, so I can work on those. And I would love to increase my feeling of joy with the simple things in life. And with that, I'm complete.
Thank you, Paula.
Thank you, Paula.
Thank you.
Unmuted.
Can you hear me?
Okay, loves. So we're just at about time for class. So if I missed anyone, what I'd love for those of you listening to replay or those of you just listening to who hear this later or who are here that didn't get to share, like Paulo, please just type these out. I'll be sharing all of your notes. I've been taking notes while you've been writing and while you've been speaking. I've been writing. And if you've dug into your workbook and share those in the Facebook group. So we can share those just as a post in the Facebook group. I'll start a thread and you can add a comment. So give me just about 10 minutes after class to get this up. And then those of you listening to this can add yours there. And what I'd love for you to do is for everyone to just reread the quick notes that I took for you and to feel in. And to sense if there's any part of what you shared that doesn't completely land as totally possible or full commitment to you. So I'd like to find a new way of us sharing our desires from a place of commitment, from a place of true devotion, where it's not just a list of dream things that we'll create later when, but something that we actually look at these desires and we say, first of all, is there too much? Is there too much to fit into 1 year? Often what we do is we create this relationship with ourselves of everything that we want to accomplish, but we don't give ourselves a realistic timeline. And it's beautiful to dream big, and it's also important to honor what we actually have the capacity to create in the timeline that we desire, and really thinking about that seriously, because what happens when we make commitments with ourselves year after year, and this is why I don't believe in resolutions, and I believe in setting themes, which it sounds like some of you do as well, and I hope that you'll all join me on the theme call on Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm doing a free call to just lock in our themes for the year, and I'll share mine there. But what we do is we create these, the word resolutions, and resolution actually means to solve a problem, and re means again. So when we set resolutions, oftentimes we're trying to solve a problem over and over again. And I don't know about you, but I'm pretty tired of going into a new space and saying the same things I've always wanted, but not actually finding a way to create them and get them. And this week in our workbooks, what we're actually exploring is creating a more empowering relationship where you really break down your priorities. So I wanted to give you this time in class to just riff and dream and to be honest about all the things that you're expecting yourself to create this year so that you can realistically look at that list of things that's in your heart and in your mind and in your dream space and really break it down to what's meant to be this year and can I logistically, creatively, mentally, emotionally, can I handle doing all of that this year? And if so, what are the top priorities? You know, what are the top three things from this list that are just I am fully devoted and committed to non-negotiable making be this year? And that kind of level of resolve becomes more, accesses your feminine power more than a resolution or a goal, but it actually brings your whole light being around creating something and making it possible. And that's when I know that you will have and be and experience exactly what it is that you are declaring that you will when you bring that level of resolve and your feminine devotion to it. And it's important because when we have long lists of dreams that we're expecting to get done, but when we really break them down are not realistic in the timeline that we create, we're basically telling ourselves that we aren't good enough constantly. So we reinforce this limiting belief that leaves lives in a lot of us, by just being big dreamers and saying that we really want something and we're going to do it, but having it not be actually something that we are capable of doing. And by not completing it, we then reinforce that we're not good enough or smart enough or it's not possible for us. So I want to find a new way of us creating our goals and dreams this week where we really look at what am I truly capable of? If I put my whole heart, all of my intelligence, my pure devotion, and really honor my commitments, can I complete this in 1 year's time? And learning how to break down those goals into action steps, so saying if there's something that you want to do and it's on this list, it can't just be a dream in the back of your mind. It actually has to be broken down. What's the timeline? What are the exact steps to doing that? And a lot of this will be mostly starting with just getting yourself to admit what you want and creating resolve and clarity around it. And some of you did that, and this is why I think it's so great to listen to each other declare our intentions out loud. You'll hear that some people have gone as far as to get very clear, exact numbers that they're willing to admit out loud. Other people have actually learned that the numbers don't work because they can get the numbers, and it's not about that, but it's actually about a feeling that they're trying to invoke in their life. Whichever route feels great for you, the key behind it is that if you are going with a feeling, then you need to know tangibly how you're going to create that feeling in your life. So if the feeling is spaciousness, we can't wait around all year for spaciousness to come. We have to break it down into how do I create spaciousness? What are the action steps I take that actually invoke true realistic spaciousness in my life? Or connection. A big word that is going around in our circle is connection, wanting to feel connected. When do you feel connected? What are the action steps you have to take to be connected? And what we're learning, and the reason why this is so important during health coaching month, is that oftentimes people have goals, but then they don't break them down into tangibly what it's going to take. You know, you can say you want to work out 5 days a week because you know that's going to get you in better shape, but if you don't block that time off in your calendar, if you don't have a resource book of exercises to do that will actually work, if you don't get yourself to the gym, or you don't have a gym membership, or you don't have a running partner, or you don't have the shoes that you need, or the weather that you need, then it's not going to happen. So what we're learning this week is how do you actually clarify your priorities in a way that makes it tangible, what you can actually handle in a year's given time so you can actually wrap your complete devotion around it. And then how do you reverse engineer that where you break it down into baby steps so that you're ensuring your most ultimate possibility of success? And we're going to learn how to do this with anything, any of the desires that happened that you shared on your list, and also with our health goals so that we can be sure that our health and our bodies are taken care of and that they're not just an idealistic resolution, a problem we keep trying to solve over and over, but a shift that we truly make in our lifestyle and in the way that we plan how we spend our time and what we're devoted to. So all of this is written out in your workbook. There's little action assignments that are highlighted throughout the workbook. You'll want to take every step, and when you do, you'll find yourself at the end of this month really clear about what your goals are. And we're going to do something a little different. We're going to do something called an RSVP goal. So we're going to look at the 10 most important goals to you that you can derive from this desire list you created today. And what we're going to do is find, what is the one goal that if you actually focused on that, if you actually reverse engineered that, broke it down into baby steps, completely followed through and achieved that goal, some of your other goals might come into fruition just by association of you really completing that one, so that we can narrow it down from this long list of things you want to create in your life to the first top priority. So that becomes the thing you're most devoted to, and we're going to walk through the workbook and figure out what that is this week. And then we're going to share them all with each other and help each other to really get clear about this. This is part of my New Year's routine rituals. It's why I made it the first thing that we study in January. I think it's the perfect time to really get clear and focused. And it's going to be this priority that you set is going to carry you in Mentor Masterclass for the full year or for your next year to decide everything that goes underneath that priority. It's going to become that place of nurturance and receiving where you know what you say yes to and what you say no to, because in order to get what we really want, we've got to clear the space. That means there's got to be saying no to some other things so that you can actually really fulfill the thing that you really want. So I'm super excited about this week in your workbook and all the things you're going to get clear about. It's going to take some time and some space to sit with yourself. It's an incredible thing to share, so really talk it out with your partner. You know, go through and talk about these tools and how they work. And as you're walking your talk and as you're doing this in your own life, a lot of you I hear are creating programs, and that's a big goal for you this year. So think about this tool that you're learning this month, how this might be incorporated into the programs that you're developing, and how you might use these and how these are in line with serving in the way that you want to serve. So let me just check my notes here. Beautiful. So we are at the first week of the month, which also means that your accountability and celebration spreadsheet is out there. I'll post it again today in our group. At the beginning of each month, we've just picked one goal, one really clear, smart goal that we want to be held accountable to. And you'll understand that goal even more. You'll understand that spreadsheet even more now that we're going into goal setting and understanding it. So make sure that you go in and set that clear goal so I can hold you to that and your sisters can really support you with whatever that one thing that's really important is for this month. And I will stay on the line for a few moments unmuted if there's anyone that has any questions, because I know we have lots of new girls. So if there are any questions, anything you need support with, I'll be here. Other than that, the second thing to do, the most important action, is to go set your accountability for the week. So I will also start a thread in our Facebook group about what you'd like to be held accountable for this week. Basically, there's lots of structure all around for accountability here from me and from each other, and lots of spaces and for you to really declare what you want and break it down where you're not feeling that sense of I'm committing to something that it's not going to happen, but to where you're really feeling grounded and secure that this is what I'm committed to. And part of my goal for you guys this month is how to create clarity with these things, for you to be able to break down your goals in a way that it's not just a bunch of things lurking around that you want to happen, but that you actually have them really clear and broken down so that when we have things like accountability for the week or accountability for the month, you know what's important this week and you know what's important overall. So you've gotten really good and professional and masterful at taking what you want and breaking it down into baby steps so that you can release your energy from the overall arcing long list of to-dos and break it down into just to the one baby action step that needs to happen each week to move you closer to your priorities. And after this week, if any of this feels confusing or if it already sounds like a lot, I promise that the steps you take in your workbook are going to help you to understand the power of this and exactly how to do it for yourself. So, sisters, I'll meet you in our Facebook group again with your notes from today. I will refresh the spreadsheet that has the accountability for the overall month so you can walk through those questions to get clear there, and then we'll declare what's most important for just this week in a thread in our Facebook group. And I will talk, let me just check my calendar and be sure about our class schedule. 1 second. Beautiful. So next week we will meet for our live class, same time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here. And our schedule is just a little bit different this month, so make sure you guys were aware of that. Normally our weeks are consecutive, but we do have a break on the 19th. So what that means is this week you're working on week one, walking your talk. Next Monday, you'll transition into the second portion of the workbook, which will be coaching, mastery. We'll really start talking about health and health coaching, and you'll work with your partners. In week three, you'll still move on to week three with your workbook. We just won't be having our class on the 19th. We'll be having it on the 26th instead. And during that class, we will pick a coach who'd like to coach live and someone who would like to volunteer to be coached. And then on the 26th, that's when you'll begin week 4, your marketing week and your workbook. So our live classes are the 5th, the 12th, and the 26th at 10 a.m., and you'll still be doing your work and your workbook as planned. On the 19th, we just won't be meeting for a class that Monday, so we meet only 3 Mondays every month. Usually they're consecutive. Every once in a while, we'll have a break. So I will stay on the line if there are any questions, and if there are not, I'll meet you all in the Facebook group with those follow-up things. Those of you listening to on replay, we can't wait to hear from you, and make sure to share your desires with us in the Facebook group. I love you, ladies. I wish you a healthy and vibrant day. Remember your meditation. Take that with you. And let me unmute.
Unmuted.
So have a beautiful day, ladies. And if anyone has any questions, go ahead and ask me now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, so let me...
I'm the robot.
Sorry, we still had the echo. So actually, if you have a question, just hit *6 so that you can unmute yourself and ask me that way. Okay, so if there are no questions, I'm sorry, that might have been you, Paulo, that was asking a question, but there's just a really hard echo. It's too hard to communicate with you. So if you have a question, email me or put it in the Facebook group. Anyone else who has any questions, you can email me now as well. Thank you so much for a powerful class, sisters. I will talk to you all next week. Bye.